Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends and neighbors and radio land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking medicine, anything that would separate man from God, keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, and then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strength, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same. And that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust He is moving.
Let it become a part of our life.
I reckon that the enemy say that when you do these things, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. Now, if the land is healed, it's not sick, then there's nothing wrong. It is whole. W-H-O-L-E. And if it is whole, it is H-O-L-Y. Holy. And so, therefore, all of the things that we're going through, every last one of them, is because we refuse to do as God said in that particular chapter and verse. Think about it. Look at it. Go back and look at it. We keep acting like 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 it. You don't have to try to go to any kind of thing other than that. If we do that, then our troubles are over. Those scriptures I just gave you, you can start working on them and believing and having what it is that you need in every kind of way. Everything you need. But if you don't, we're going to go through the same thing over and over, not only in where you live, but in every state of the union. You'll have the same thing going on. I don't care how many radios you get on, I don't care how many TVs you get on, you're going to be doing the same thing because you haven't forgotten God. In all that way, acknowledge God. And our problem is that we can't remember God. The God that we really remembering is a God of materialism. And so, if that is the God, it's like Ahab and Elijah would come back in the boat Mount Carmel and he said that if God be God, that's serve him. Baal be God, that's serve him. That's Christian. Chapter this and the 21st and 22nd verse. And so these things that we pay more attention to and stop trying to make a parade out of, make a get out of every Sunday, every Wednesday, prayer meetings, Bible classes, all of these things. As we do those things and then look back at our lives and see we have not moved one inch. We still have the same problem every night. There's in our city that somebody is killed. And most of these killers are in the black neighborhoods, the black communities, Hispanic. Let me say, call us neighborhoods, those and very few that get to us about what happened in the Caucasian neighborhood because they keep it down if it is happening over there. And how we know that they are involved with what's going on is because when we commit these atrocious acts, then they're coming because they are police force. You know how it's fine, black people controlling black people. They are Caucasian people controlling black people. As it was back in 1921, 100 years ago, and as it is now. Very, very sadly, you see black people, well, they're controlling anything that white people are involved with, and there is not in a whole lot of people involved that way. Not a community, but in the black community, most of the time, they for the last 10 or 15, 20 years, has been just the other way around. You have murder every week or every day. And I didn't intend to do it because he was, whatever he was doing wasn't enough to be murdered for or be killed for, but we have those days. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say because we are so religious-minded, as we say. But then we won't care in public. So religious-minded, we don't want people praying on top of everything that's happening with us. We can't pray. And they just allow to pray. You have to think like that. Let's talk about
and just with your children and do whatever kind of thing they want to do, Brother Collins, and then we can't take time to become the carnal law of God then. What about the Bible? And all that ways acknowledge God. And God is writer, the author that we recognize mostly in all biblical ones. She trans but it's just by there. And the black people, or colored people, or Asian people, native people, we're not able to take ties out until something goes wrong and then somebody blames us for not just ties. Can you have a law? Yes, don't do it. And that's true. You can do all those shows and things you would have all of them on TV and showing out and talking and saying all the things you want to do. But that is it. That is a heavy truth right there. That unless you start correcting these things, you're going to have problems. The COVID problem is not this. The last plague, actually, might not have been even the second plague that was mentioned in the Bible. So it's going to come. You can't get enough vaccine to take away all of the things that God can bring against you because you didn't do what you can't do. It's chastisement. And you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You do wrong, you're going to get it. You may not feel it right now. Your mother has done that. Some of us that are old, over 65 or 70 years old, we know that we have done that. And those that are younger than that have been doing all the things you want to do for the last 55 years, ever since Dr. King got killed. And the movement really stopped at one. Since then, our hands have been handcuffed behind us with the roll around on the ground, and they've been kicking us around, and they wait till we get our Sunday attire on, and then they bring us out of the car and roll us around. But I didn't know it. They look like all of them look alike to me, all that kind of stuff. You say, there's all the things that you're hanging by somebody somewhere. So what I'm saying is, my dear friend, is that unless we really just return to God and to God and say, we might as well hang out a statue up and take a hike or sit in the corner or hold the dust too. Because I can't believe that. The power of God in all these many people and the things that are happening. The power of God and the world is controlled by Satan. I can't believe that. You try to make people believe that and the world is controlled by Satan. If you have 50 million people that this is below the poverty level in a country like this, there's something wrong. Something's out of order. 50 million. I don't think that's true. In every state, there is at least 1 million people that's living below the poverty level that is stated by our government. They have 40,000. We would get $40,000. Yeah, man. I don't know. The economy would be stupid. Some of us don't get $15,000 a year. That's fine. Some don't get 12. And you say you can't buy a million people that's living below the poverty level? And you're changing the race in that case. Changing that status. That's what we need to be working on. Like you said, we have to change it because certainly it's a race that matters. When you have some community that is flourishing and others that not, you will always have pride. Because the low class or the bottom class that is not mentioned is going to always have someone within it that's reaching out for help, for money, for hope, for getting more. Create the problem. And then somebody will try to stop it in some kind of way. I feel it mostly. That's what happened when the brothers, fraternalized brothers, are out and they try to stop something. They got a job to do. And then these Negroes and Haitians and Canadians and people are causing a problem so bad that they, instead of trying to take them to the legislation that have it done, they just go on and shoot them down. Get over with. Yeah. Oops. Maybe I don't know. I'm just saying. This is not true. And maybe what we're looking at on TV and hearing about on radio and all these things, maybe they just lying on us and lying on the police and lying on the church and lying on the representatives and the governors and the mayors. Maybe they can't lie on them. Maybe this ain't really happening. Maybe that's a rumor. I don't know. Maybe somebody else that's listening can tell me, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that if we were doing it on the God level, in spirit and in truth, it would not be happening. It would not be happening. One of these folks I hear Jesus saying in this time would love you one another, and I have loved you. And we don't do that. He doesn't love that. He's a man that pulls a God in and says, well, I know you finished 2 weeks, so I shot him. Is that love? Hmm? We don't know whether he would have shot you or not, because he's dead. Did you show love on your part? No, you show fear. My mind said he might shoot me because I'm 3 years afraid. Is that love? See, that's a racist attitude right there. That's an attitude that's about torture. He is without right. He has no right because our Constitution says that the Negro has no right that anybody is bound to expect. It's in there. From the Tangy back in 1857 in the Dred Scott decision case, they were saying that the Negro will never be written into the Constitution as a human being. They don't have to say that. They're trying to amend all that real fast so you don't see it. So give us the Bible. Let's go and read the Bible. They don't need about a little Constitution. Then read the Bible. That's his Constitution. You see? But you take him to court. And he ain't got to swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. For him to accept to God. Oh, what? What is the quote of the Bible? You see? But you don't care nothing about the Bible. The racist attitude has got us in where we feel that we are above having to say anything about the Bible to the Negro because the Negro is in no one. And so you just say, roll on. So we will never change the racist attitude. And see, that's a problem right there. There's no one changing the racist attitude. We definitely got to have a problem right there, my brothers and sisters. Whether you want to listen or not, whether you want to say anything or not, sooner or later it's going to come up. It's going to bite you like a great big old tiger. Then the student, and this thing, it's going to jump on you. So you just understand that. Because I don't know if they call me the chosen one because, you see, I don't mind telling the truth, whatever it is. And people don't like the truth. If I told a lie, then they would just say, but then I tell the truth, they don't say anything. Oh, they don't want to hear the truth. They wanted the brother to say, the truth will only hurt me, so tell me a little lie instead. You know? So that's the way it is. I know. You don't believe me. Anything that I said, but I just lie, and maybe you'll have it that way. You'd rather have it that way. But it is not a lie when you can look and see communities like our community, colored people, native people, Asian people, brown people. When you can see our communities, not to mention when you hear legislators talk about people, they talk about the high level and the middle class level. That's all. Now, every time I listen at that, I keep trying to figure, well, you know, middle class, I thought, well, why is the other class? There's got to be 3 classes here. Racist attitude has to be changed. That's all. If they don't change that racist attitude, we're never going to be in a place as America, a true republic for which it stands. We will never be able to live up to that creed because they have a racist attitude. That's what we are. That's what we are. People are looking and listening and legislators were saying things and social media saying stuff and everything. But ain't nobody really looking to see the kind of world that God was trying to create it to be. I think it changed. In Genesis 6 and 3 began to talk about how long a man under the 20th year. And then before the seventh verse, he's talking about it repented him that he created man. And that he's talking about now, this plan is to destroy all of men. And then bring back a new man. Okay, that's how the Noah story got started. And none of us again is change the medical racist doctrine. If you can do that, we're going to be just like anybody else. We got all the power, money, all the frills and all that kind of stuff, but we do not have God. Oh, you have a zero God. You have a zero God, but not a call to righteousness. But you're going about establishing your own God and your own righteousness and have forsaken the righteousness of God. I call you what the scripture says. Maybe Mr. Gustav was just wrong, or Bishop William was just wrong. Maybe he's just wrong. We're better than that. But just show me. Show me, then I'm gonna try to help the people better than that. If I can see it, what I see it, I talk about it. If I see it good, I talk about it. If I see it bad, I talk about it. I'm gonna talk about it how I see it. Because there ain't gonna be no lie with your children. There, you know you're lying. I told you, how is that lie all this time? Well, you talking about we're America's bad. That's as bad as it can be, better than Jesse James. And Frank James and the Dog Brothers and the Ford Brothers and all them put together. So you're telling me this. I'm talking about it because I saw it. That's that. Something happened in 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Eatonville, Florida, some of the people that got close up to planes and loaded them with dynamite and dropped dynamite down on those people, killing more than 300 people of color. And it has not been adjudicated until this day. And so that's live? Live? That didn't happen? Well, you turn on your social media, turn on the TV, now they start talking because it's a 100-year-old thing. So he's talking about it now. Not doing anything about it, but just talking about it. That we lost those two Black Wall Street cities. Not just two of them, we had more than ever. That the focus is so greatly on them because they lost so many people at one time, and somebody would go up in a crop duster plane and drop dynamite down on some people as they walk along the street. And they know that the government because in those cities, they were mostly Black and Latino and Asian and people like color, people of color. But so many Caucasian people, but there was some Caucasian people. There are always some Caucasian people that are amongst God bless that. That's how he got the Underground Railroad. That's how we was able to live to the God got into that land and he allowed it to have the trouble type of thing and all these kind of things. And it is true that it's saying that it wasn't a man of God or the woman of God was saved, but it was a woman that got tired of slavery and went back into the racist situation so many times and got out so many hundreds of people and took them to safety, had to take them to another country in order for them to live. And I'm talking about America's change in its racial status. Now, if you don't have that, if I'm lying, now let's bring up the Constitution and flash it up on the TV and let's start reading. It's so grand. Abraham Lincoln called a Sufrage. And the reason why he called a Sufrage, because under the Brahmin God said that the first person that was created was Caucasian, and the last person that was created was Black. And so, and Brahma, now, only the Brahma said that, but the Brahmin religion, which had moved down to maybe 200 or 300 years after Mesopotamia, then even the people that said that, under that law, they'll say, according to the Brahmin, which is, you see, because I believe that Brahma was good at first. I mean, that, because Brahma just said God. That's another word for God. In fact, Abraham, initially, back in that time, they didn't really worship under that Brahm type religion. Kira was the father of Abraham, and he named Abraham Abram. Hey, God. We got Abraham down through the years by the time the Abrahamics came in. The Abrahamics is other than the other religions, you know, who adhere to it and all these statues and different things and ways that they have to deal to or whatever. But that's the Abrahamic type of thing. And they're saying that. They say that, you know, that we are supreme and that we should be the servant of everybody else all of our life. And the only way that we can come out of that is by death. So do you think that the legislative government of this land is going to put somebody in jail for doing what they already intended and wanted to happen? They don't want to hear me. I'm opening too many eyes. And I wouldn't be doing this one day. I was just sitting there thinking that God said, I need you to do this. And I got you. And I'm trying to speak to God, and I don't see nobody to tell me I got you to say that, but I'm secure. I'm secure. I'm going to do it. Because I know only one thing. There's only one power that can take me out of this world and send me on my journey home. And that is, of truth, the Spirit of God. I'm not worried about anybody, though. I've seen it happen too many times. Some people get shot to do that. They don't wait for them to live. No, none of your type of guy. It's not only your kind of practice, but the way of God is different. And they just say you have a zeal of God, but not according to righteousness. What about it? Establish your own righteousness. The way that you accomplish it. It looks right. It seems right. But it is. It's the way of death. And this way you're going. I'm not trying to go the way of death. I'm trying to go the way of life. And you said the scripture because it said it, if you think you find eternal life, you think you find eternal life. And that's what we've been doing for a long time. You've been almost 100 years old myself, about 12, 13 years shy. All that, depending on how you count it. And so I just say that all of my 80-plus years, that I don't see us doing this thing on a righteous level. Like I see the satanic man doing on the satanic level. And you can't tell me you're wrong. Since I'm looking at it, I'm educated, well-educated. Even in law, I didn't become a lawyer because I became a minister, pastor, etc. But I tell you, I study law every day, even now. When something happened, I try to figure out how could they have done that? How could they have done that? I haven't done it by law that you've made. That the judges said, well, and then I find out later he was a key cook player transversal. That's like I would expect that. They're going to tag with the change of America's racist status. That's what we're going to be talking about. Not about vaccine and all the vaccines and all, because all the vaccine is going to do is strengthen your immune system. And if you're up to do this for a while with that, it's just weak, so get some more. And all for your land to be healed and you be cured from whatever disease or whatever happiness that you are going through, then you got to go with God in all thy ways. Technology, God. And then we'll direct the plan. Huh? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto you. Can we do that for you? No. God's making us change way back. 2,000 years ago. Almost 2,000 anyway. Years ago. 300 A.D. When we start talking about Christianity and Jesus. And the Virgin Mary and all these kinds of things. But we start to see an allegorical part fact, part fiction. Listen, stories to relate to that. And then we started to chip off the course of God. And they can come in. They can cut me off if they want to. But God has got so many avenues to get out there. He's not going to allow his word to be shut down for somebody else's word to stand up and let the word go on. Then you wonder why we have these situations with this D-I-S, that, D-E-S-E. Why you have to see? You have to see because you have to change this belief. Don't take it. Don't put that dash there. Take the belief to that. Leave it all together. And then that's what you got, believe. And so when we do that kind of thing, then we gotta look at it. Chapter like Malachi 2. Boy, say I just preach. You know, well, I have someone against you. You too, priest. And you won't read that part. Really, we read Malachi 3, James, 3:8. But you won't read Malachi 3, the second chapter, from the first to the fifth portion. But you get out of that. All right, then. Curse you. They curse your blessing. Priest. So don't let you around that. I don't care how big you are, Pope. World religion. You know that already. That Mustafa that chosen one is not the only one. I'm telling you that you already know that. This is something I'm saying that I'm just repeating what's already out there. Maybe I don't want nobody to know it, and so I wish he wouldn't say that. And I can't say it. I tell you. If I don't say that, I can't say nothing else. I might as well shut up. That have a racial status in America. And it's against the Negro more than anybody else in America. That racial status here. Am I lying? If you're 50 years old, you know that. If you're 25 years old, you know that. If you're 20 years old, you know that. I mean, you have to go way back out of age to not know that. We are a people that has been enslaved and disenfranchised. Manipulated, mutilated, all kinds of things, cloned. All these kind of things can happen with us. Wow. Well, I just think it's going to start it out, and then when it starts out, the Bible also says, those that are first will be last, and those that are last will be first. And maybe it has something to do with that. I mean, back in the day, in the BC, brother, there was nothing but just God calling Genesis people that were king and queen and emperor and Asante type of people. They're different in their working class culture. They were there. They were blacksmiths. They got the smith from blacksmiths. There were no white smiths at that time. They were just blacksmiths. But then it has to look against the story of him. The smith is the one that make a foundry type of thing. That make the metal that go on the wagon wheel. That make the iron. Make the swords. That make the guns. Bells or whatever. These are farming order of firearms or whatever. These are gifts. These are horseshoes. You see, these are silverware makers. These are gold makers. They are smiths. So the smiths is not just a name for a people. It was what they did. It was their service. They labor. But they were blacksmiths. It's like people talk about the oil that greases the wagon wheels, to keep the fur from rolling off, or the car axles or whatever they call the real McCoy. When they ask for that, the McCoy, but the real McCoy anymore, that McCoy was this. America State Standard Center greases attitude changed everything. And it was not serving in spirit. And in truth, it was not serving God. And all the young people without jobs, and they can go about in an effort to enlist small other people who would do the same thing as they're doing and create any kind of job or any kind of business they wanted to if they had an at-one-ment. If God would allow them the breath of life, to form an association of a one-man, we could alleviate some of the problems. If every community was on one accord in that community, they decided that they were going to fit on and a one-man thing. they would no longer have to worry about this racism type thing. I said, yeah, you used to have to do that years ago. But they got to where they think, oh, these guys are getting their own stores, and that's why black wall people found out. These guys are becoming independent, and they don't need us no more. It's just like the commander at the fire station going out 6-5 in order to keep people working. The cops didn't want them out to keep working here. So this is what they were doing. Let's bomb out. Let's chill out. Let's create this disruption in these communities. We're kind of what they call segregation now. Integration, now. We had segregation. Well, it's still segregation now. So we can be equal if we decided that we become as one man. No matter what our skin color is, no matter our religion, no matter a lot of that stuff, if we became on an at-one-man order. It's all you have to do is listen. Don't call it and put it together and see what it works. If we have any belief, it's not just belief. All things possible. So all you got to do is just put it together. Your community. You ain't just sitting around and come out. I wonder if somebody is going to be shooting right over there in the bed and kill him. You ain't going to wonder about that. If you're going to get your neighbor together, get your neighbor together, and we walk together and say, we're going to police our own community. We're going to have somebody in this walk. And if you do something here, you're going to get caught. It don't make no difference that you might die. You're going to jail somewhere. Because otherwise, you're going to be laying up there and get shot. Or you're going to be walking down the street and get shot. Or you're going to get carjacked. Or you're going to get something. It ain't going to stop just because I wish it wouldn't happen. You're going to have to do something to make it not happen. That's it. Wherever you are, in Ohio, in Illinois, in Tennessee, in Georgia, in Alabama, in Mississippi, wherever you are, and you're listening at me, you're going to have to do this thing. They said, oh, yeah, we crazy. Yeah, okay. If I'm crazy, it ain't going to happen. That's because you ain't going to make it happen. You don't wind up and we'd be right back where you were 100 years ago with a dropping dynamite bombs on you. Only time they won't be done dynamite this time, they'll get you with the real before. Huh? Listen to what I'm talking about. You understand? It ain't happened yet. You can't really say it's going to happen, but you can believe it will happen if you don't do something about the history that you had lived through or heard somebody talk about, your grandparents or somebody lived through it 100 years ago. Like I said, I'm just a little bit off of 100. And so I've got people in my family that, 65, 61, 62, 63. But they're my children, I'm saying. But I got other people that only race them up. Oh, what old is me anyway? And I can't see what they're doing to make it be more. I can't see that. So I'm talking to everybody everywhere. This will not happen. It's because wait till God come and say, okay, God, I'm ready to work that way. Let's get me and you, God. Come on. Let's get together. Let's do this better. It ain't like that, baby. You're going to have to go all the way back to the first part of Genesis and see what the Creator says. And he said, created you in his image and after his likeness. And said, bring it under your protection. And you say, well, no, I'm going to wait till you call me to do this. That is really something out of the ordinary right there. Yeah, I got to wait till you call me to do this. And then we'll do it together. You know, I don't know why I get people saying that. Because I hear that. I'm waiting on you. Well, they do what? Well, can't do nothing until you come. I said, Lord, have mercy. You got the wrong understanding. What do you mean you can't do nothing until you come? Because that's what you've been taught all of your life. You've been taught that you couldn't do nothing. You've been taught that the Holy Ghost died when Jesus died. And it ain't He telling his father, it says, I commit my spirit. And he telling his people, you know, I will not leave you comfortless. But if I don't go, the Holy Ghost will not come. And you still waiting for the Holy Ghost to come for you to go to work. What are you telling you in John 9:4? I must do the work of him that sent me while the day for the night come when no man can work. All these things you tell, you still ain't got the answer yet. And if it must be done, it ain't up to me. Change in America. And it's racist status. It has to start you and me. I can tell you telegraph this square there. Back in the 70s, we said the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We've got to change it, you and me. We've got to change it. Now, God is in the air, like every breath we take, every stick we make, God. But you don't understand that because we haven't been taught that concept. Nobody do it. Just stand back and let God do it. That's true. But it's going to be done through you. God is a spirit. It's energy. Spirit is like a bomb that's like you got the life of person that's been made and got in a bomb of place and you're ready to throw it at somebody or shoot it to a set, whatever, and make it explode when it hits because it's ready to go off. It had enough. And he told you that in Genesis 1:26 through 28. It says, be fruitful and multiply, and bring it under your subjection, whether it be in the air, in the ground, in the water, wherever it might be, you have the power to do that. And look at us. Then we stick, 50 states, and the Negro, colored man, native, brown, black, whatever you want to call it, is the last. I call enough of a different ethnic to become one, that we at least would be one with the Caucasian man, as he stands together as one, but it takes all of us together to be one as well. We will have equality, and we don't have to worry about that status of racism would disappear. Not me one another. Don't make no difference what color it is, skin it is, culture it is, religion it is. Love is the man here. Love is the equalizer here. We can't get to that. We can't get to that because we talk different. We talk. We got this Nicodemus and Jesus type of syndrome that happened with the Negro and the black. The Caucasian is being taught one kind of way, and the Negro has been taught another way. Even though they come together and we talk together sometimes, there is a secret order for these Lord how to hate the Negro. I know, right. I study all the time, you know what I say? They put Moneyham together up in St. Louis some years back. Moneyham, I guess he was a person who was getting the information, humanitarian or whatever. But he lived in there trying to find out how the Negro function, how he did. So that's the case. The white people know better how to live. The Irish said, this ain't for bad. It was for good. But they took it for bad. They were saying, really, what are you doing? And you tell it, oh, you took it for bad. So, money hand. I understand. Like Mr. Nebraska. And you say, moral man, immoral society. Now, this is all the way back to the 60s, to the 60s. When you say that, Mr. Nebraska, I read that book, moral man, immoral society. And see what he's talking about. Oh, we'll go back to Harley G. Woodson when he said, miseducation of the Negro. Why? Because it's wrong. It's not a lie. It's wrong. They educated the Negro in order for the Negro to be a subject, to be a servant. That's why they educated him. But otherwise, if they didn't think he'd be a better servant, they would never get an education. They let him go. He would have been around here grunting and going on like he was that place. Now, he understood the grunt, but they didn't, so they had to find a way to understand what the grunt meant that he was making. But it was so hard, he couldn't say yes, sir. He had to say yes. Say it like that. Well, yes. Yes, sir. Well, you know, you know they say that. We were just talking about pig land and stuff. Then the next thing you know, he's doing this is rapping type of thing. That's a Caucasian man got him doing that rapping type of stuff. That's easy with stuff. But he want to do it because his boss said, his first teacher told him, you got to say it like this, you know. You'll make a drink while it lasts. Your life is not a joke. It ain't no joke when he found it that a man could be your friend, sending your friend, and seven of y'all get to drinking together, and all of a sudden you want to rope him and drag him until he comes into 72 pieces and takes you. Oh, yeah. I don't forget it, but I read it. You call yourself that man's friend. If they didn't put you in jail for life, God did. It made your life miserable. You never did anything good from then on. The policeman that shoots somebody in the back, the policeman that stops somebody and pulls them out, and you accidentally wind up dead. Your life is messed up for him. Warning you to not do that because you're going to be messed up. You can't get away with it because God, the Spirit, knows it and sees it. And we may not know it, we may not see it, but you are going to go through holy hell before you leave this world. Don't be so quick to find. You know, somebody said, got a gun in their hand, you see him looking at the gun in their hand, fall on the ground. You're trying to make him miss like that. You're like the ghost in the oven. No, I shot first because I thought you were going to shoot me. You wanted to shoot that man. You lied. You wanted to shoot him because you know your brother's going to back you up. He ain't a lying judge down there at the judge at the courthouse. He gonna bash you up too. You know that if it's not true, and I would apologize. Yeah, let me say, maybe every time y'all see something, you know that. Give Brother Collins a call, and he'll say, Bishop, they say you lied. I don't care. And then you can prove to me that I lied. I'm gonna apologize to you, whoever you are. If I don't hear from you, I must have been telling the truth. If Mr. Collins don't hear from you, I must be telling the truth. Let's change that. We don't have to go through war doing that. You know, everything of our life is the last day. We don't know when we're going out of here. When we live like we think we do, you know, that's why a police officer shoot down the other man. Bam! I got you live. Yeah. But how long? And then how? You didn't tell how you curse somebody else that makes some other family. You need to educate your salary. And you can kill out another taxpayer just like he said to me because of the color of his skin. And you think God don't do that, don't speak that. You think you're going to live with a power bed of me, the flower bed of me, because you did that kind of thing? Come on. And I think I say, in Ohio, in Tennessee, in Michigan, in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Alabama, wherever you might be. You can't escape it. It takes you around with you. Man. I can't. I'm going to move away from here. You can't go nowhere. Where are you going to go out in the world? That's the only way you can go that your mind won't go with you and take that act with you. Love. I'd rather have love. I'd rather take love myself. I take it. Love. Love is a panacea. Love will make a way out of it. Love will make it happen, brothers and sisters. That's all you have to do. We're going to talk. We get on here every Sunday, and we're talking to some millions and millions of people. Millions! You don't pay attention. Let me tell you. 1 million people. Now, if you want to do this, 1 million people saving $10 a month. There's $120 million a year. This state that's got 4 people living in it, and know you are part of that 1 million people. It's your way or no way. $10. But you'd rather smoke up 10 pieces of cigarettes that cost $10 each, the same $10, or with somebody else, so that at the end of this year, you have $120 million to deal with. But you did that today, north, south, east, and west. That's four. That's kind of the parts of America. And you're going to take $25 million and put it into each one of those states, and you're going to have another $20 million for escrow. just in case something happens. I guess that's me. I'm just doing the plan for you. I'm just throwing it out there. But that's the easy way out. Why would you want to live in the type of community that you live in? But what I just told you, your community could look just like the next man's community. That was $10 put together. I got the divided up to get the state. So you can say the northern state, the southern state, the eastern state, the western state. They all got some money to deal with. Well, let's take it up a little bit. Let's say $20. Then you got $240 million, see? And that ain't right. $5 a week. But, you know, because of the American status, there's no change. We still doing it traditional way. We won't change. So therefore, we only have to go through the same thing over and over again. Wait until Jesus comes. And then we're going to work it out. Me, you, with Jesus, and God, we all get together. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. Yeah, that. It is the acceptable time of the Lord. Why not? God will come in another day. I'm glad that he's alive every day. Yeah. I got to wait until for that day comes. What do you call? What do you call the road? I want you to hold on to that. There's another time. We have to go somewhere there. We're on our way somewhere. And so, if you look at me and you put that together, you're on your way somewhere too. That's all. God is that kind of God. He don't mind you coming and don't kind of being a part of this program and knowing that you can do all these things. You can do it. You can do it. I don't care who you are, how young you are, if you're older than Jesus is 12 years old and he said, I must be about my father's business. 12 years old as a Jew boy. Huh? Became a man, Now you have to grow up in education some more. And so the Spirit led him to take time from where he was down into Egypt. Another dog land. And then every time you see somebody portraying it, they portray it as if Egypt was a Caucasian land. It's not. It's a dog land. They are meant to be that way. America was not a Caucasian land. It was a native land. The natives were here. They complained very that it had some dark people in there. Wasn't it because they had ventured here for their pioneering and were here for a long, long time before Columbus landed? But God didn't care about the color of the soil. They scoop up some dirt and molded it to the shape of a man and throw into its nostrils the breath of life in it to stand to move. You don't care whether it was black, brown, anything but sand. Okay, sand don't by itself, don't fit together. You have to put something in there and make that. Then others make a sand here. You need to tell me more. That other thing was better. I'm trying to get together black dirt, clay dirt, white dirt, you know. You said all stick together there. You said there's some white, grayish color dirt that you can dig out. That people wouldn't even eat. Put some vinegar on it and put it in the stove and eat that type of thing. Wow. All that. Although, if they do it now, that's like they used to eat Bargo Stein. They ate dirt the same way. They never could afford to buy chewing tobacco or garbage stuff or whatever kind of stuff that they had. They couldn't afford it, so he got some things. So what I'm saying is God already had these things made for you, and you can do it. You don't have to wait until a physical God comes back and say, I'm God. I'm ready to go to work now. You don't have to wait that. God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Biden is not God. Rich Harris is not God. Donald Trump is not God. Jesus is not God. Bush is not God. Obama is not God. These are some images that you had in there that was speaking for you, because it was unnecessary for everybody to try to speak at one time by themselves. So we are voted in somebody in and spokesperson. That's what they're supposed to be. We are supposed to make proposals that give to them through our senators and our congressmen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so that these things happen. But because we don't have leaders that know how to put those proposals together and tell these things how it happens, you hear them saying, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We don't know nothing about those things that happen. Well, you know what I'm saying? But the only thing you want to hear about is if they're going to say, well, your stimulus check you got. But if anything else, who cares that? You don't weigh the people of the United States in order to perform a more perfect duty. We must do that. We must get rid of all that racist stigma, that racist status, that racist attitude that we have in America. And this is not just Caucasian. This is any ethnic that has a racist thing against his brother. You must get rid of it. It ain't just the Caucasian against the black. This black against everybody else, and against everybody else, against everybody too. This happens. You know, it's a law. Some kind of law that somebody made up make you do something ill to a brother. Brother just driving the law, and you want to stop him because his license plate don't look like his wife. And you mad at him because he didn't stop in the dog place, and you stop him when you do stop him. Your law that you just heard the mayor tell you to spray him with some mace. And he's an American soldier boy in the army of the United States of America. Did you get a police officer in one state? Talking about I got police power. Think about it before this happens, bro. Why don't you do some interesting stuff? It's because people got their eyes on you now, and you're going to lose your job. Be an ignorant. Don't be ignorant. First of all, you shouldn't kill nobody. A man with a hammer on the ground, all these people through all these new rest type of positions, that's because you got some kind of power. You want to have some kind of love in your heart for the next man. You don't have that. You have no business being on no police force. No business being on no police force. I hope that all the police in America hear me today. I hope they all of you hear me. If you can't understand that, you have no business being on that, brother. What is this? They would say, what you get paid to do a job, and that job is to serve and protect. Not to be a vindictive type of person. Vindictive is not your man. You only go into somebody's house, knock on the door. Well, I got in there and they were talking. I'm going to get sinner. Where'd you get the guard? You don't do that kind of thing, man. These are the kind of things that you need to hear every day. When you go out there, you trust God. You believe God. If you can't go out there like that, don't go. I'm not even going to mention today's so I a captain or whoever it is. Take care of that. I'm too scared. I'm too late. Now, if I fool my God, I might do something. Hey, Daniel, what are these rules? Why ain't got rules? So you can change them now. You can just don't do all these things. Be with God. Don't do them. And this is my thing, especially to the police officer. Don't do it. I said, after the police officer, I've been working with the sheriff's department in some years back in the chaplain's department. Yeah. And I had to talk away as I'm talking now. I talked to them then. I was a free blood nurse of the labor organization here in Chicago, Illinois, for a great number of years. And so, but I know that you've got some knuckleheads. I know that, and they know that. Well, that's why I got you, because you're supposed to be a professional person. You're supposed to be a person that keeps your head when everybody else is moving them. You got yours, but you don't have yours. If you get loose, I'm shot back.
But they ain't that kind of thing, baby. This is not war.
This is an immoral society. Moral man, immoral society. And we're looking for some people that can help us bring it back into morality. You know, now they say we got enough people preaching the word of God that's going to happen, we hope, in years to come. That's it. They didn't carry it out well in the years behind us because we don't have nothing to display now to show that. But in here, the comments say, well, here's the trouble. One of these days, they're going to get to it. I guarantee you, as I said, like I said before, if y'all think I'm lying, if you check the roll, you'll find that there has not been one tenth of the people of the Caucasian family killed as it is of the blacks, the natives, the Asians, and the browns. 90% of those killed were black. 90%! And we know that, so they're protesting, they're marching, they're doing all kinds of things just because of that. That's what they're saying. Well, no, they don't now. Not only do black lives matter, all lives matter. But we just say black lives because 90% of the lives are lost are black. And you won't get up in the church and you won't say, oh, yeah. So I'm okay on the side with that other man. You know that man is a liar. You know that man was a slave master. You know that he used to do it. That he's going to have, because you were still doing it. You know he's going to have his children doing it. It's a trillion that must be carried on, but it don't have to be carried on. But it must be carried on as long as you live with that racist status, that stigma. I've met people, background, Asian, etc., color, been through some stuff, still going through some stuff in some countries. Should be, this is the world, and you know, it's crazy meeting the world, fighting each other, throwing each other apart, just because they don't get along with each other. You don't know that is happening. So you could not treat the Bible says, oh, and they see these things are still happening. That's why I said, Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter of the 14th book, fits me well when I say, you know what he said, when you fall on your knees and pray, turn from your wicked way. Huh? Love each other. Believe that God is all. Take first the kingdom of heaven. All these things that you should do, along with this 7th chapter. Get God will hear the land. So there will be no need to have bombing, to have tanks, to have airplanes, to have 1847, to have some sort of machine gun, to have all these things to kill somebody with. What you done, God done told you, they can't take it yourself. You spent billions of dollars or trillions of dollars for preparing for war, and you won't spend $1 million preparing for love and peace and tranquility. Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. That's what I say. It is a way that seems right, but the end of all is the way of death. Now, somebody put some notes down into the cover. Say, yes, sir. And you know it here. There is an organization called Wild News. It's really Warriors Own the Watch News, but it's called Wild News. Wild News is an association of people coming together. Wild News is now Bully Up is one. The proprietor of the CEO of Bully Up is down in Belleville, Illinois, I believe it is. It's not far from St. Louis. But she's down there with that, teaching young girls and young men how to become better men as fathers and as mothers and home caregivers and whatever the community. Because usually the things that they have in their home, you know, old folks tearing them apart, putting them back together, learning how to do that, tailoring, seeing the type of things. Tear away studios, what they call the studios, and boxes and things, and tear them apart, put them back together, learning how to be manufactured those things. What if they're trying to go to school, they don't have the money to go to school? You can tear an old one up, put it back together, and somebody's going to show you what it needs to put in there to make that work. And then you learn it on the spot, learning it. put that in there. Before I went up to that. And in Ohio, I see what we're trying to do here. And anyway, my organization that I travel, we're doing seminars called How God Will Travel, Chosen One. How God Will Travel, Chosen One. I said Chosen One because Mustafa means Chosen One in the Arabic language, or highly delighted one. That's why I use that. You know, some things that I'm doing, if I was there. If I was to put together a nice, beautiful hotel or somewhere, that I would put that, I would either put chosen one, you see that, or you say highly enlightened one. So one would be asking the question, what does that mean? You know, Smith, Jones, and Carey, and the Solomon, whatever, it don't have much of meaning to it. So find something that got some meaning to it, and then do it. So when you say your name, you say your meaning. That's why Stop it. So God will travel. Now, I want to help everybody that I can, and Collins, Minister Collins, my number, if you need to call it, and it won't be for, and if they're putting together something. Now, you know, put it together for me. This is you working your work thing out, what you are. This is not part of me. If you want to be a part of the association, then you need to contact me and then find out the information on that.
Somebody else can't. That's what it means. It's going to save me.
just like his own said, Christ is anointed. Christ means anointed in the Greek language. To anoint.